Hey guys, Sklar Brothers here with Dan Van Kirk.
Yes.
From Dumb People Town, and we've got Adam from Adam Ruins Everything. Adam Conover on the show this
week. Hello!
Good time in Dumb People Town, right? I mean, you like to make people smarter. When they finish watching your show
and listen to
your podcast, they try and be smarter. We are going to not be focusing on those people in this episode.
No, but we are going to focus on possibly the greatest eyewitness to any one of our stories. Mulver.
The first story has one of the greatest Dumb People Town characters ever, and he didn't actually do anything wrong. Check it out.
Feral Audio.
Georgia.
Allie.
Hi.
Hey. Real quick before we start with Rob Fee, we wanted to tell you guys to go to Chex.com. We made some really fun holiday, like, entertaining videos for Chex Mix. They're cute. They're fun. They're lively. It's totally awesome.
Yeah, we had so much fun making them, and we thought we'd tell you about it because you guys are like, where can we see more videos of you? And you can see us on Unique Sweets every Sunday, or you can also go to Chex.com and watch our fun videos for the holidays. They were really fun.
Yay, go see it. Okay, here's the podcast.
Yeah, so if you have like your parents or my parents or your kids around,
yeah,
maybe it's not so safe for them.
Not safe for parents.
Or work.
Part. This is Allie in Georgia.
This is Allie.
This is Georgia. I have a retainer in. Sorry if I sound weird.
Let's talk about it.
I don't want to. I've been Invisalign. I can't. I'm going to take it out.
No, Georgia.
Okay,
Georgia's taking her break.
Tell me what you learned this week.
Oh my God, I love this intro the more than anything.
I feel it.
Okay. Oh, fuck. Okay.
Did that feel like taking your pants off?
It's like taking your bra off.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Just like it snaps out and then you're just freedom.
I'm free.
Okay, so Georgia got Invisalign. She's just getting used to it. You can't see it, but she's self-conscious about the way she... Why am I talking? You don't even have it in. Why am I talking for you?
I don't know. Thank you.
What did you learn?
You seem really excited about what you learned. Do you want me to go first? Do you want to go first?
I'll just tell you.
Okay.
Okay. So I was going to tell you this fact about a bird, but then I remembered I was on a business trip, and one of my coworkers on the business trip was like, I did this crazy thing. Mm. And I was like, oh, I'm ready to hear this. She's like, I had a mole. And it was like, where'd this mole come from? And had it checked out, and it was like, fine. They're like, don't worry, it's not cancer. And she's like, I don't like this mole, though. So she took...
Nail clippers?
A Band-Aid.
No.
And a cotton ball. And some apple cider vinegar.
No.
And a week later, the motherfucker fell off.
Was it like a hangy mole?
No, it was just a mole.
With the apple cider vinegar?
So what you do is if you have a skin tag or a mole, you take like a little piece of cotton, you soak it in apple cider vinegar, you cover it with a bandage, you try not to mind the stench, and then like a week later, she said, and I quote, like a mushroom cap.
Ew!
It was amazing. She showed me, I was like, you have no mole there.
Wow. I've known people who have cut them off with like nail trimmers.
That to me is a horror.
I know.
It's a horror show. Does it bleed or does it just brown stuff?
I think it bleeds, but like it never comes back.
Do you have any moles you would do that to?
No, mine are fine.
I have a mole on my shoulder and I had the nicest boyfriend years ago.
Yeah.
And
It's
raised a little and he was so nice. He would be so nice to me. And then one day he just said randomly like, I hate that thing. I'm going to pull it off. And I was like, who are you underneath the nice? It was the only mean thing he ever said to me.
I have more freckles. I don't have a lot of raised moles, but I do have this. I have a scar, like a bad scar on my stomach from getting a mole removed when I was a kid. And I heal keloid, which means that the scar tissue doesn't know how to stop. And so it's worse than the mole.
I think apple cider vinegar, you put it on your whole body. Anyway, you guys, please Google that and to consult your doctor before you do it. Thank you. Georgia, what did you do?
I learned, this word called... I think it's chimera.
Chimera?
Chimera.
I think it's chimera.
Do you know what it is?
It's like a hodgepodge.
No, this is worse.
Of a thing?
No. Well, chimera is when someone has extra DNA. And do you know how they got that extra DNA?
Oh,
well, when they were in the womb, they absorbed their nascent lost twin in early pregnancy. So, and 1 in 8 single births started as multiple births.
1 in what? 8.
So
1 out of 8 of us absorbed our twin's DNA.
And the reason I read this article about this is that I found out that there was a man who failed a paternity test. Turned out he was his kid's uncle, but he didn't have a brother. Turns out he had fucking eaten his twin in the womb and had his brother's twin.
It's a ghost baby.
It's a ghost baby.
Oh!
I know. Not cool.
Can you imagine if you just popped out of a vag and you were like, I ate my twin.
I wonder how many people have gotten off of crimes because their DNA was like their dead baby twin brother.
I ate my ghost brother. Can I check really quick on the pronunciation of chimera?
Chimera.
Chimera. Because then that's a bonus learned, don't you think?
Yeah, all right. Here we go.
It tells you how to not say things like an asshole.
Okay, say it.
Chimera.
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 I like chimera better.
Whatever. It means a grotesque product of the imagination.
Or
I'm a chimera.
You ate your baby, your twin brother or sister in the womb.
Let's ask our ghost baby what he learned.
Ghost baby guess what he learned.
We have in the Pillow Fort, we're actually in the fort right now, writer, person of interest that we like a lot, Rob Fee.
Hi, Rob.
I like the idea of just anything popping out of a badge. And talking immediately.
Well, you've got double DNA. You're accelerated.
Do you think people would love their babies less if they just started talking right out of the womb?
Like right out of the womb. They're like, I'm grouchy. I want something to eat.
Probably love them a little less.
Yeah.
I think they do it just by screaming, though.
Yeah, that's true.
They just wail. But that's why people teach their babies sign language.
Sure.
So that they can be like, give me more boobs.
Stop screaming and tell me what you want with your hands.
Exactly. Tell me what you learned with your mouth.
What'd you learn?
So I got a record player the other day, which is the most pretentious thing I could get. It was a gift, so I used that as an excuse. And then I immediately was like, oh, this is my life now. Like, I'm buying records.
Yep.
So I bought the essentials right away. Like, I bought Mace, Harlem World. I bought the new Taylor Swift. I bought the new Justin Bieber. I bought, like, the essential
not what I was expecting
that you need. And then, obviously, I wanted Matchbox 20's first album.
What?
I can't believe you didn't have it already.
Which is, like, on every list, they're like, if you're buying vinyl, get yourself or someone like you immediately. So
wow.
I was like, I'll get on Amazon and get this. Do you know how much that album is on Amazon, on vinyl?
Well, records are pretty expensive now to begin with.
I mean, an average record is, like, $20, which is 25 bucks.
I think it's a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this a first edition printing?
Just a regular whatever.
I would guess $16.
That's a reasonable guess.
Okay.
$499.
I was going to guess like 40, but I didn't want to be a dick. I feel like, actually it's 30.
Right.
Oh
no,
my
that's
God.
What I figured.
Oh my,
I don't so know dumb. Why. Apparently Rob Thomas was like, you make this limited edition.
He's like, trust me, in 2015, when this is ironic, because people from the 90s who are like adults now.
So how many copies did you buy? Just one?
Well, I bought two.
Okay. That makes sense.
I spent $1,000 to hear Rob Thomas sing 3 a.m.
Oh, I guess like now I know. When you go to a record store, if you see that and you're like laughing with your friends about that Matchbox 20 album.
What's it called?
Yourself or Someone Like You.
Right.
Yeah.
Get at.
If yourself or someone like you goes
but
to
apparently,
a record store.
All these like random albums from the 90s are super rare now and cost hundreds of dollars.
I think we would both get Delight. I would get Delight.
Yeah. I think I have a couple Delight records from like used bins at the record stores. I can't imagine. The thing is, though, like, there's a difference between what it's worth and if people actually fucking want it.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Sure.
Which, I mean, is why it's worth that much. Do people want to buy that?
I just can't see any world where someone's like, I got to have this record.
So you didn't buy it?
I did not buy it for $499.
If anyone has a lead on this Matchbox 20 on vinyl, your Twitter is RobFee1.
Or it's just Rob Fee.
Rob Fee.
Yes.
But your Instagram is RobFee1.
It's 11.
11.
Here's why.
It's,
do you want to know why?
Yeah, absolutely.
When I started Instagram, when it first started, I didn't know it was a social media app. I thought it was just a thing to edit photos.
Oh, okay.
So I accidentally created an account and was posting all these pictures that I thought I was just editing. Thank God they were all like,
yeah, I was going to say.
But I mean, who's going to like edit a naked picture? Like, I'm not going to go in and.
Well, you're
going to put a filter on a naked picture?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's your go-to filter for a naked picture?
The one that it expands boobs.
Is there one of those? Do you ever like, I'll go into Instagram just to like edit a photo, but I don't want to post it and you just take a screenshot of it.
Right.
But I know one day I'm going to just accidentally hit post and like put that, you know.
I I've gone into Photoshop and just done like a copy and paste over my dick where I sent it.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who wouldn't put a filter on a naked photo.
I've never done that.
I'm trying to think. I think.
I mean, I've never sent a naked picture.
Have you?
I don't get a lot of requests for them, I'm going to be honest, which is a bummer. Because I think about girls that have like racks.
Yeah.
And they probably all the time be like, send me your tits. And it's really funny that I'm like, that's just not really supply-demand. Like, it's not.
I don't think you're talking to enough dudes on Tinder. Like, maybe. I feel like if you like get the number up there, right? That's a thing that's requested regularly.
Really?
I feel like that's why dick pics are sent, because they're like, and you? And now you?
I feel like guys just send those, whether anyone wants them
or
not.
For no reason.
They're just like, here it is.
Okay.
No, I never get those
either. In the universe.
My branding needs to be changed.
I can't think of any circumstance why anyone would want them.
Oh, God, no.
Let's ask about... When's your birthday?
June the 19th.
Oh. We have a segment on the show.
Okay. It's called When's Your Birthday?
Birthday. That was the question.
Next question.
Next.
It's called It's My Birthday.
And, you know, it's like just on Yelp, a lot of times there'll be negative reviews of restaurants, and it'll turn out that it's someone being like, we took like 13 people there,
and like 3 showed up, and they wouldn't see us until everyone was there, and then we all wanted to split the check at the end, like, but it was my birthday.
So it was my birthday is a segment wherein we discuss your best birthday, your worst birthday, or your last birthday. What did you do your last birthday? Or do you have a memorable birthday?
What's your worst birthday? That's always my favorite.
Yeah, worst birthdays are the best.
I do have a worst birthday. Oh, this one's so bad.
I love it.
This is the worst of all the birthdays.
I'm so excited.
This is so bad.
I can't wait.
This was like 8, 9 years. This is so long ago. But like, I just... I was briefly with this girl, and she cheated on me with my intern and got pregnant.
What?
So we split up.
Yeah.
She had put all of the credit card stuff, and she was using all my credit card stuff. I lost my job. My sister had moved into my place with her daughter to live with me, and I didn't have – like I was barely making enough to pay for them. And so – I had to file bankruptcy for my ex's debt.
Holy shit.
And on my birthday, I filed bankruptcy.
Oh, my. You win. You just won. That is the worst birthday.
Before that story, I was like, this may be too...
No, it's great.
Maybe too sad.
How?
Did she have the baby?
Before that. Yeah, did she have the baby?
I don't know. I hope they both died.
Oh, okay,
she did. And she got so fat, and it was so great.
Oh, great, great, great.
Your intern.
Like, come, at least fuck up. You know what I mean?
Right.
If it was like your boss, I'd be like, well.
Right, yeah.
Power.
Your intern?
Yeah. And he was so dumb and so chubby. And bad chubby. Like,
we don't
fat
shame in the podcast
here.
I'm kidding. I don't give a shit.
No. In the wrong spots. He was chubby. Like, under his arm, just fat, you know?
Yeah.
Just like a marshmallow. Did you hate this about him before he fucked your girlfriend?
Yeah, okay. I did.
All right.
I did.
Wow, that sucks.
You are not friends with him on Facebook.
No, we could find them if you want.
No.
Do you think she's still a marshmallow with an evil heart?
Oh, yes.
And an evil baby?
You go that fat, you don't go back.
Right.
That was a commitment.
What if that happens when you get pregnant?
It's not a thing.
I don't know. My sister gained 70 pounds. She lost it.
All right.
My mom gained a lot of weight. And you know what my dad did? My dad was
left
like...
Left her.
He
was like, get rid of that mold.
Murdered her. No, he was... My dad is so nice, but he was like, hey, I bought us a badminton set.
Oh, no.
And she was like, this is fun. It's like, you're
fat.
Big.
Please lose that.
My mom was like, I thought when you got pregnant, it was just game on. She said she used to buy like 4 Snickers bars and eat them on the way home from the store and be like, I'm poor girl.
And here you are today.
That was with my sister. I think by the time she got to me and my other sister, she was probably, it was like this, you know, whatever, like late 70s. Yeah. So she was probably just eating like a rice cake and drinking Diet Sunkist.
She thought you ate the Snickers and the baby caught it and just ate the pieces as it came down.
Pretty much. I don't know. Pregnancy
myths. That's not true?
You want to be pregnant.
I'm excited to be pregnant one day. I'm like the only woman I know that's like, fuck yeah, which I'm going to fucking... eat my words when I'm pregnant because I'm eating my words for two. I don't know. Let's ask.
Do you have any children?
I have one.
Do you
little
really?
Yep.
You do?
Yes.
Where is he?
He lives in Louisville. So I go out there all the time.
How old is he?
He's almost four.
Oh my God, fun age.
Is he Jackson?
Is he a good one? That's a great name.
Oh yeah, he's the best.
Okay. And you're from the South then, right?
I'm from Kentucky.
You sound like it. Also, your voice.
I don't think you sound like it from the South.
You do sound like it.
Okay. Maybe a little.
Tiny bit.
But if you heard everyone else I grew up with.
Oh yeah.
I don't.
I wouldn't have known you from the South. I would have thought maybe you were born in the Ukraine. Is that
really?
Weird?
Yeah.
And then came here. Really?
Yeah.
And when you were
three.
What
was my journey?
There was a boat involved.
Right.
There was.
Was I fleeing?
There was absolutely. You know, you're always fleeing.
Sure.
There was a pogrom or something, and you haven't seen, you know, your mother's side of the family since then.
Sure.
It's very sad.
Get back in the home
pretty
country.
Solid backstory. Do you want to update his Wikipedia page? Throw that out. I fell for it. I like it.
It's now a fact. So
I was into it, and I know it's not true.
I know. My heart hurts for the 3-year-old you who
Thank
was
you.
Actually in Kentucky. So that's
Thank you.
Much better.
Have you always had this voice?
Yes.
It's the lowest voice I've ever heard.
I've never heard a voice like this.
It's always been. I mean, obviously, when I was a child, mm-hmm. it wasn't like this, but.
What about
really?
Your son?
Oh, I wish it was like it when you're
together.
I mean, it was low when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But,
it's like, I'll take more macaroni, please.
Hello, mom. I would like more of your breast, please.
You also look like you right now are from an 80s band. That like
what
traveled
band?
In time. Any 80s band. Like a British.
Like a Ukrainian 3-year-old 80s progressive.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a lot of thoughts on
your image. George is going to rebrand you.
I'm going to rebrand you completely. Yeah. You're definitely in the
80s. It's already happening. So.
Like a poppy band. Kind of like a Duran Duran situation.
Oh, I love Duran Duran so much.
You're welcome.
Do we want to ask about
Let's
it?
Let's ask another one.
Okay. We're going to ask you your perfect day. Perfect day. Start to finish, there's probably no bankruptcies or pregnancy tests. You're perfect at, you can be anywhere, you can eat anything. If you need to teleport, that's cool too.
Yeah.
You can be with anyone, you can be alone.
While you're thinking about this, can I say that recently, Allie and I always are like, one of us always says Korean day spa. Like I'd go to a Korean day spa, which
right.
is like the best thing ever. Recently, an escaped convict hid out at a Korean day spa for a couple days. Like
Good
a 24 hour. And yeah. like we keep like, oh, if I were happy enough, I would go do that.
Like he was working there. He was
nope.
getting massaged.
He was just fucking hanging out in the steam rooms and saunas and
Good
like eating
him.
Fucking bim bim bop and like yep. just hanging out.
Because when a guy breaks from the chain gang, are you going to look at a sauna? Like
probably
right. not.
Right.
It's pretty brilliant.
You're going to be like, he's going to be buying like a, you know, like an old Inga 40 of old English.
I just think it's funny that you and I can't. Like, don't
ourselves.
Think we deserve it enough, but
yeah.
a fucking, like, escaped convict
right.
is like...
He's like the Groupon version of Lamar Odom.
Oh, it's
Lamar.
So true. Is he okay, Lamar Odom?
I think so.
With the overdose?
Probably. I think he's all right.
Is it bad of me
I think
that
the
I...
power of Khloe Kardashian brought him back
sure.
to life.
Sure.
It's like the Evanescence
to
song.
Together.
They do that. What's your perfect day, Rob?
I honestly, like, I've been thinking the whole time, I don't know. Is that
yeah.
sad?
No. Nobody thinks about that. Like, you plan a vacation or you plan a trip or something.
Yeah, I don't know if you could, like, plan, like, the perfect day.
Yeah.
It just happens.
Does it involve, like, a good, like, you wake up and, like, get a good cup of coffee? Is there, like, a
I don't
Benedict
drink coffee.
Breakfast
I don't,
burrito?
I don't drink burrito. I like, I'm...
Android?
Yeah.
Well, let's all have a moment of silence for the guy who got caught in the Korean day spa.
Dude, that guy's, well, he doesn't deserve any silence.
He's living his best life.
Do you know how good his skin looks right now?
Oh my God, dewy.
It looks so good.
Dewy.
His fingers are so pruny.
So pruny.
That's a good
dewy.
Point.
Dewy,
yeah. Georgia, what would you do on your perfect day?
It's
not a Korean day spa.
God, you know, I just won a silent auction 2 nights at the Magic Castle.
What?
Nice.
So I think I would go to the Magic Castle, check in.
That?
At the Ronald McDonald charity ball.
Oh, that's great.
That I went to. And I was like, yeah. Like, I would never buy myself a night at the Magic Castle, but I was like, this is for fucking charity. And I
right.
did it. Mm-hmm. And they have a pool and shit. So I'd go to the Magic Castle the morning and like hang out all day by the pool. Maybe are there wandering magicians? Hopefully. Are there cocktails? I bet there are. There's like bad food, probably. Mm-hmm. And then that night I would get dressed the fuck up with Vince, of course. The cats would be there because it's
sure.
my perfect day.
Right.
And I would go watch magic all night.
I like this.
Isn't that great?
Would you eat their beef Wellington?
Absolutely. I would eat like,
oh,
yeah.
Man.
Like the
I love beef Wellington so much.
I don't think I've had it. It's the one with the puff pastry, right?
Yes. I went to a restaurant the other day and I was like, yes, beef Wellington. And I looked and it was beet Wellington.
No! Thank God you didn't order it.
It's a bait and switch.
I've never been let down so much
in
my life.
That makes me angry. I went to a place recently, I won't say what it is, and they had beet carpaccio.
Say it. Who was it?
I can't say it.
Who did it?
Say
it. Who did this to you?
It's Tros Familia. No, it's like this new, it's a new one of, what's his name? Restaurants. The guy with the food truck with the chicken and the...
Ludo?
Ludo.
Got it.
Beet carpaccio. Not that one. There's a Mexican one now. Anyways, beet carpaccio is just beet salad. That's because carpaccio is just like a raw thing.
Right.
Fuck you. You know
You've
what I mean?
You've been lied to.
Don't give me this shit.
It's garbage.
It's garbage.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
Thank you.
Have you talked to a lawyer at all, or are you just going to wing it? Fucking sucks.
Let's ask another question.
All right. Are you reading anything you like? Any books? Do you read books?
I do. I'm not reading anything right now. I feel like when I get... Oh,
sorry, I spilled water on George's butt.
now this blanket is filthy.
I'm so sorry. I spilled sparkling water on your butt.
Thank you. I like it.
When I start, like, I'm writing several things right now, and I feel like anytime I'm not writing, I don't want to look at words.
Mm.
Is that bad?
No, do you not want to be like influenced, or you just don't can, like, it's like if you worked at a yoga studio, you wouldn't want to fucking do yoga on your own.
Right. Like I just want to play like some mindless video game and not think about anything.
That's fair.
Have you read a book that you're like, you got to read this one, man? It's so good.
Recently?
Just in general, ever.
One fish, two fish, red fish,
read a
blue
book.
Fish.
I heard that was compelling. About ichthyology and social constructs.
You know what I read again that I hadn't read in years was Night.
That's depressing.
I've never read it.
Really?
That'll get you in a real bad place.
It's a feel-good one. It's a page-turner.
Straight-up Holocaust situation.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
You know what I'm reading
really
that you should read after that I'm obsessed with so much that I emailed the author in the middle of the night while I was reading it to say thank you, which she's a friend of ours, so it's okay. Super You by Emily Gordon.
It's
a little girly-ish. Like, I could see guys being like, this isn't my thing, but if you are cool, it's fine.
Right.
It's so I feel like a better person already.
And it's it just came out recently, right?
It just came out. Get
Super You. Emily Gordon, I have not yet read it.
Read it in between. Like, read a chapter of Night and then a chapter of Super You. Because it's like known as one of the most depressing books, right?
Not Super You. Night.
It's a downer. It is.
Wait, a book about the Holocaust?
Right.
I feel like books are either about the apocalypse, the Holocaust, or a parent dying. That's all you can get books on.
Like fiction-wise?
Yeah. You're just, like,
I think there are a few other books.
I think those are the only three genres.
I bet one of those things is in all of the books. Right?
Why don't you write some books that aren't about that? Write something about squirrels, for God's sakes. Write something about pirates. I feel like every book, I'll just tour through an independent bookstore and be like, this looks nice. And it's like, after the apocalypse in World War II.
The apocalypse is really high right now.
Yeah.
Everyone loves the apocalypse.
People just chit-chatting about it. Everyone's tweeting about the apocalypse, you guys.
It's true.
Trending.
Speaking about the apocalypse, do you, Rob, as a human being in your lifetime, have a ghost story or know someone who had a ghost story?
I have a fantastic ghost story.
You keep prefacing your fucking answers with like, that make me so excited. Yeah. I have the best birthday story.
And they're letdowns. Is that what
you're talking? No, they're great. I'm into it. I love it.
Absolute torture.
So a couple years ago, I was writing for this website and they wanted to do like more horror and ghost stories, stuff like that. So they sent me and a couple of writers to Iowa to this house that was supposed to be haunted.
You got sent there as a, like, that's my dream job.
It was wonderful. It was the dream.
Was it for a mom blog?
It was. I'm a big mommy blogger. It was for a thought catalog.
Okay.
And so they sent me out and they're the worst. Sorry, I didn't. I gave a thumbs down like this.
Yeah,
I didn't know if you guys
were
seeing it.
No,
but then I said it out loud.
You gave a thumbs down because I thought you were being discreet about it.
I did too. I was like, got it? Got the signal?
Just to clarify, I was saying they're bad.
Got it.
So it was this house in Iowa where like in the 30s, this family was murdered with an axe in the middle of the night. Somebody came in, murdered all them. They never found out who did it. And it's like this tiny town. Maybe a couple hundred people live there. So this house is supposed to be haunted. They do all these ghost tours. Like Ghost Hunters has been there. And what's the one with the guy that looks like an Affliction shirt that always screams at the ghost?
Chris Angel Mindstruck?
No, that's yeah, those aren't ghost words.
That's the magician.
Ghost Adventures.
Okay,
ghost
okay, Adventure. Got it.
Chris Angel is the guy magician who looks like he smells like Axe body spray.
Right.
Yes.
And money.
Right. Yes. He's the human version of Axe body spray.
Right. Yes.
Like they've all been there. So we go into this house and they sent like a legit ghost hunting team with us. Like they had all the cameras, all the infrared stuff, just everything. So the whole time, all of our group is just wanting something to happen. You know, like the house will settle and they'll be like, did you hear that? Mm. That was definitely an ancient spirit. And I'm like, oh my God. So we go through all the house. At one point, they're like, does anyone want to lie in the bed where they were murdered? And I was like, yes. So,
same bed?
I don't know if it's the same bed, but they have.
Probably.
They say it is, I'm sure.
Clearly. I'm thinking they swapped the mattress out.
Allie, would you have done that?
I would have sniffed that mattress first. If it smelled like meat, I would have been outie.
Okay.
I feel like it's way worse to sniff the mattress.
I agree.
Way worse. I was like, I'll lie on it. And you're like, I'm going to snort the line of this mattress.
I'll lick it, but I will not lay on it.
So I'm like, through all this stuff, I'm like, whatever, this is dumb, it's not scary. Not shooting it down, but just being realistic. So at one point, they're like, it's like 3 a.m. They're like, up in the closet, up in the attic is where the killer was supposed to have hidden out. So they're like, does anyone want to go up there and sit by themselves and just see what happens? So I'm like, yes, God, I'll do that. So I'm in the corner, sitting by myself. The only other person is the cameraman on the outside of the room. And they gave me this thing called a REM pod, which is this little, it looks like a Roomba, but it detects body heat. So like, and I would mess with all this stuff to make sure it was legit. So like, if you would get close to it, it would start lighting up. And then when you would touch it, it would beep. So I was like, okay, this is on the up and up. So I'm in this room. And I start asking questions, you know, and I'm like, is there anyone in here that wants to talk? And the thing beeps. And so I start asking questions like, okay, are you a male or a boy or a man? They would do nothing. I said, are you a woman or a girl or female? And it beeped again. So it was like,
I was about to cry.
It was like answering questions intelligently. So I was like, okay, if you're actually messing with this, can you make that beep once? And it beeps. I was like, okay. Can you make it beep 2 times?
Uh-uh.
And it beeped twice.
No.
And I was like, okay. If there's anybody actually here, I know this is asking a lot. Can you make it beep 3 times?
No.
So it beeped 3 times.
I would kill myself.
So after that, I'm asking all these questions. And my cameraman out of nowhere goes, did you die here? It went silent. Like it never did anything else the rest of the time we were there. Here's the crazy part. Here's the scary part.
Here's the scary part.
Yes.
Fuck you.
The next day, another group came in to do kind of the same thing we did. We found out this was on the news. It was all this stuff. A guy, like regular guy, normal guy, was sitting in the same spot I was, exact same thing, pulled out a knife and started stabbing himself.
What?
And they had to like fly him out. He almost died. He still won't talk about what happened or why he did it.
That's the best part of the story.
This was the day after.
Holy
that happened.
Shit.
What the fuck happened? And who,
I don't
who
know.
Was that guy? What was his backstory?
I don't know. It was just
insane.
Some amateur ghost hunting group that went there. They're like, he was normal. He was fine. And they don't know why. He just pulled out a knife and started stabbing himself.
Well, if he had a knife, here's the thing. If he had a knife to begin with, like, he intended to use it.
You
don't
have a knife for, like, cutting
fabric
and ropes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I have a really,
that's
really sharp
crazy
knife, but it was a gift, and it was for cutting up apples and picnics. But
that's specifically for that?
That's not what he
it's
used.
It's French, so I think so. That's the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Is that not crazy?
What do you think happened? What do you think
I don't
happened?
Know. Like, I still don't know if I, like, believe in ghost stuff, but I don't know how to explain that. You know,
is it possible that there was some dickweed in the corner that had a remote control that was like beep beep beep?
Yeah, or like
I mean, there was nobody else in there, and the people downstairs was like my group. You know what I mean? So there's no,
But there wasn't, like, in my mind, and I'm this because I don't believe in anything, that there was someone under in the like underneath it touching it. You know what I mean? Like that, on the floor below you.
They, like, unbeknownst to everyone else down there, climbed a ladder and was touching.
And no, through the ceiling?
And it wouldn't work through the floor.
Right.
And also,
right,
mind you, this is Iowa. It gets colder. They have good insulation. Okay. Am I correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'll buy it. Fuck it. It's true. Wow. The guy who stabbed himself, I want to fucking talk to him.
I know.
I see, okay.
I want to be alone in a room with that guy.
I want to see him on Tinder. Go on an awkward first date that's happy hour where he orders three drinks.
So tell me
he's
about
gonna
your
swipe
life.
A knife across your neck, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh,
have you ever seen a ghost? I mean, you
I don't think
communicated
so.
With one.
I don't think so.
No.
Would you
no.
go there and do that, Allie? I would do it.
Well, now that I know that if you have a picnic knife in your purse, you kill yourself, I'm going to pass, a hard pass.
Okay, what if you have got totally de-armed?
No knives.
No knives.
If you mean if you promised I wouldn't be a danger to myself?
Yes.
This story's already awful. I'm going to say no. I'm just going to go to the movies or something
instead.
I feel
like if I get sent somewhere to ghost hunt, like, my dreams have come true. Sounds incredible.
I feel like so much of it, though, is just waiting for something to happen that doesn't.
Yeah.
It's like fishing.
Yeah.
You know, and here's the thing.
Except fish are real.
Well, here's the thing. You can cast your line out there, you guys. What, you don't get a nibble? You don't believe in fish? Do you know what I'm saying? I don't.
What? My favorite part of this was watching your face before you said that, because you realized
real excited.
Made, like, such a profound thought that just popped into your mind. Here's, and you're like, I'm going to drop this on you. Yes.
They're going to change their feelings.
Listen, though, I'm just saying, you don't know what's under that water.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But do you believe in the Loch Ness Monster, even though you haven't seen it?
Oh, yeah, he's totally real.
I kind of believe in that.
The Loch Ness Monster is like in there. It's an old dinosaur. It's a plesiosaur?
I can't imagine there's not some big scary animal.
I mean,
like
we don't explore
animal.
The oceans.
Yeah, that's fine.
We don't know what's in there, you guys.
It's
so
just
much...
like the ocean under the moon.
Right. There's a huge ocean under the moon. I don't know if that's actually true.
That's from Smooth by Santana and Rob Thomas.
Oh, it's just like the ocean under the moon. Got it.
There is actually a lot of groundwater in Earth. We found out there's a whole shit ton of groundwater just right
in Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a whole bunch of water under there. Yeah.
I don't believe it. I haven't seen it.
And Europa? That moon out there?
Let's ask another
tons
question.
Of water? Okay.
You have a whole galaxy on your leggings
I
right now.
I am wearing space pants. And you guys, I bought them in a size too small. So when I wear them, the universe is expanding.
Okay.
Let's talk about your midnight snack. This is George's favorite question. We cannot have an episode without this. Okay, it's midnight, 2 in the morning. I don't know what your sketch is.
Right.
No one's around to judge you. You're a little hungry. You walk into the kitchen, you make yourself a snack, and it's a little embarrassing. What is it?
I do, well, honestly, it's a jar of peanut butter.
Fuck
just
yeah.
straight up jar of peanut butter.
We've had that here. Yeah.
But now with Postmates,
the
world is your midnight snack.
I was trying to think of what that was the other day because I really wanted Del Taco.
I don't think Del Taco's on it, but Jack in the Box is on it. And I've had that delivered
at
1 a.m. and not feel good about it.
That's not, that wouldn't be safe for me.
At 62 cents, we'll send a breakfast burrito to your house.
Holy shit.
At 1 a.m.
What? Wait, I need to write Postmates down because I forgot it the other night.
Question. Is the Jack in the Box $7 and the delivery fee is $11
no.
or something? Okay.
They do a special with Jack in the Box late at night where you get like cheap delivery.
How about the taco? Their two tacos? Their tacos are... so good.
I love
tacos?
Their tacos.
Those horse meat fucking tacos.
They are just dipped in oil.
They are
so good.
There's that orange grease that comes off of a Jack in the Box taco where you're like, Jack in the Box, like all of the restaurants had a summit about tacos and Jack in the Box was like in the bathroom or something. It was like, wait, I'm sorry, I came back. Wait, we dipped these in oil, right? And it was like, don't fucking worry
I would
worry
never
about
eat one sober, ever.
They're so you have to chop your hands off and grow new hands because will forever be oily.
I'll do it.
They're so
gross. But Del Taco is wonderful.
Del Taco is my I don't hate fast food, but I have certain things at certain places that like I am not ashamed to love.
I adore Del Taco.
Yeah.
I feel like Del Taco is healthier.
I do too. Like I don't feel bad. I feel like I should feel bad after eating Del Taco and I don't.
Go on.
Postmates, I know people that eat Postmates like on the daily.
I kinda do.
Do you guys know Uber delivers food now too?
They
still doing it?
Yes.
do they, like, in California, do they just, like, make a quick pass at your dispensary to, like, pick up a vape pen and then, like, bring it also? Like, what
they
happens?
They will bring anything. Like, Postmates will deliver anything to your house.
Like, my anything,
had,
anything?
My friend had condoms delivered at, like, 2 a.m. one time.
Oh, man. The girl was like, I don't want it because I don't. And he was like, I'll get them. And she's like, God damn it.
Yeah, like, 45 minutes later. Yeah. He's like, you want me to just come
just
in?
Keep
and
it going. Let's just keep it going.
Oh, I'm so tired.
Oh, Lord. Wait, let's ask another.
Okay.
Georgia, actually, do you have any midnight snacks you've been up in?
Lately, I've been doing, what have I been doing? Oh, God. Yes. Lately, I've been like, why have I forgotten about you? Toaster waffles, you know, Trader Joe's toaster waffles, burnt to a fucking crisp, and then covered with honey.
Oh, yeah.
And then I just fucking crunch the shit out of those.
I support that.
Yeah.
You let the honey soak in, or you get it.
Well,
crunch?
Like, I'll eat around the edges, and then by the time I get into the middle, the honey has soaked in.
Can you put honey in your Invisalign?
Oh, I'll just hold it in there.
Like a whitening tray, but just honey.
Well, her teeth have all come out, but they would be very straight if they hadn't have all fallen out.
If they hadn't rotted from the root. That's the worst.
And then my cat licks the toast crumbs. That's his favorite thing, and off the plate.
That's the best thing about having a pet, is that food can just fall out of your mouth, yep, onto the floor, and you're like, oh, I'm just feeding animals.
Yeah, come clean this up.
A little, like, that kind of crumb is like a little bit of a waffle rainstorm. Mm, just a sprinkling.
Yeah.
And you're just like, there's a chance of waffles.
It's hailing.
God, Waffle Rainstorm is a wonderful band name. And, like,
just crumbs. I have nothing edible in my house at the moment. I just keep going away for like 3 days, then I'm back for one day, then I'm gone for two. So I just have like a tub of hummus, and I have these veggie chips that are a lot like cedar chips. Because they're just tasteless and very too crunchy. It's like styrofoam and wood chips had a baby, and I'm eating them, and it's really terrible.
So do you just like cover them in hummus so they're edible?
Yeah, and then I just stand there and like in front of my sink, and I'm like, just put it in your mouth. Just fucking eat something.
You know a meal is sad when it's eaten over the sink.
Oh yeah,
it's the worst.
That's how you know.
It's the worst. I was cleaning my microwave, and I'm like, I don't even use my microwave. Like, microwave is like when you're like, oh, I'm just eating shit out of the microwave. I'm like, I don't even fire this thing up. It's the worst. So I need to go shopping. Okay,
let's ask one more and then do fuck that.
I'm trying to think. I want to ask your most embarrassing moment.
Oh,
but I don't know if you're ready for that.
Or it's happening right now.
Do you have a most embarrassing moment?
Yes.
Yay. This is the worst.
It's bad.
Yay.
Did you fart on a ghost?
I was a child. So when I was in the sixth grade, you know how, like, you learn dirty phrases, but no one really knows what they mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're just trying to put things together. I was arguing with this kid named Tim, and he goes, hey. And I was like, what? And he goes, you jack off with your mom. And neither of us had any idea what that meant, obviously. And thinking back, I'm like, was she just there with me, like, cheering me on?
Yeah.
Like, was she?
Right.
What's happening? And so my response, which may have been the worst thing you could possibly say,
no.
I said, so what? And now I realize that was like a step under it, going like, yeah, I do. I do all the time.
She loves it.
So like, I went home and told my mom because I didn't know what it meant. And so she went to the principal. They brought him in. We were both in there, and he had to be like, did you say this to him? You need to apologize. He was like, sorry, I said you jack off with your mom. And I'm like, I don't, for the record. Like,
you gotta
so it's all of us in there just talking about me and my mom.
Your parents had to be cracking up about that afterwards.
No, my mom was so mad.
Oh,
my mom still hates that kid to this day.
Oh, my God.
I just don't even know what it could possibly mean. Just, like, with her in the room or just using her as an implement?
I told my friend about this, and she said, what I like to imagine is you were watching something on TV that was innocent but, like, might work to get you going.
Yeah.
And you were under a blanket, and she was there in the room, and like, she was just like, this is your journey. I've got to let him do this on his own. And just let it happen and pretend that she didn't know.
This is a complicated scenario.
I know.
It's also the worst.
That's the worst. I remember I was a little kid, and I got like catcalled by another little kid.
Gross.
And I didn't understand.
What was it? What did they say?
Well, I didn't understand. And I was like, well, when I'm an adult, I'll understand what this means.
Mm-hmm. You thought that at that time?
Yeah. I was like,
that's incredible
foresight.
I don't
know. This kid rode by on a bike and said, I'm so embarrassed to say this. He said, "You're so fine, I'd bite the bone." And I was like, I don't know what that means.
I don't know if I know what that means.
Someday.
I don't know what that means now.
Me neither.
I don't know what it means.
I never, and every day, like every like year, I'd be like, okay, I don't understand what that means yet. I don't think he understood what that meant either.
I like to imagine that you have a calendar and it's marked each day. Oh, like, yeah. Am I going to remember
what is biting the bone? I don't know what biting the bone is.
Maybe.
I was flattered, though. It is. Because I was a very unattractive child.
It's a nice sentiment. I mean, it was kind of him. He was giving you some little feedback.
Anyways, I'm going to use that in my vows when Vince and I get married.
You're so fine. I would bite the bone.
Would you,
Georgia Hartsfield, bite the bone?
Yeah.
Saying that from a female to male
perspective, that's aggressive.
Awful.
Right.
You're so fine. I would inflict injury on your most delicate area.
Right.
I would chomp it with my Invisalign out. Just that's how hard I would do it.
No. Har. I once said, I once watched a vampire movie and they said something about, it was like way too young for it. It was like probably 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. And there was like two vampires talking and one was like, "When we made love in your coffin." And I quoted it at dinner.
Oh, no.
And my parents were rightly horrified. And I was so embarrassed that I just sort of like a candle melted under the table and wouldn't come out for the rest of dinner. I was like,
made love
deeply.
In your
I thought maybe it meant like they really got along.
Oh, yeah.
But just the idea that I was like discussing
like
intercourse.
Like we made falling in love. Like you fell in love.
Right.
Okay.
Just to think of a 4-year-old.
Right.
What just a coffin. Dead, undead people.
What movie was this?
I don't remember.
I'm going to say Lifetime or Skinamax.
It might have been Saturday the 14th. Which was a movie that was like a spoof on Friday the 13th,
but
it was called Saturday the 14th.
That's silly.
And my parents.
Do you
get
it? Do you get the name?
I get it. My parents were like, "Cable will raise you," and then it just went to work. So I don't know.
Right, my parents did the same thing. They were like, "Oh, we'll put HBO in your room." Like, what's the worst that could happen?
Oh my god, you're so lucky! I wanted that so bad.
I don't know if it's lucky or not.
No, I used to watch like a. I had a TV in my room and I just used to watch Gary Shandling's show in Arsenio Hall, like on a loop at night. And I was like, I used to eat pudding cups and if Gary Shandling would come on, I'd be like, yes.
And I would watch Dennis Miller and I had no idea any of the references or jokes.
You know that old men can say the exact same thing that you guys just said. They eat pudding and they watch Gary Shandling and Arsenio on a loop.
I think I developed from watching its Gary Shandling show when I was a kid. I developed this fear of like living in a condo in Sherman Oaks when I was old and I still have that fear. Like I was looking at real estate and I was like, I could, there are some condos in the valley, and then I was like,
you'll date Gary Shandling.
I can't live a Gary Shandling life. That might be one of my fuck that's is okay. living alone in an apartment in Sherman Oaks would be like
what has
show.
An open floor plan
though. No
so we always end the show with fuck that, and that's one thing we love. Well, we start with one thing we hate so much we're like fuck that,
right?
And one thing we love so much
that we're like, I would lay that down and I would make love in its coffin.
Right. Make love to this thing in its coffin.
I would bite that bone.
I would bite the bone.
With Rob's mom.
I mean, she's there, but she's not, you know, she's not watching.
She's participating.
No.
She's okay with it all.
Right, but she's not stopping the action.
Which is not my mom at all. Okay. Yeah. She would not be comfortable.
Good to know. I'm glad I knew that before I tried it.
Yeah, I know. For real.
It's embarrassing.
When we hang out with this mom.
Allie, what do you hate?
You know how, and I've talked about this on the podcast before, when you're at a salad bar and the person in front of you is the lag wagon, and you're like, you're ruining it for everyone.
Yep. You do not need to pick out individual kidney beans. Like, just
get the scoop, get out of there.
Go.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? And also, when you go to the salad bar, chances are, like, you get the same shit every time.
Right.
Like, you know you want the garbanzos, you know you skip the peppers, whatever.
Yeah.
Do your shit. So I was in line today getting a salad, and there was a man, older man, curly gray hair, picking out tomatoes one by one, and I was like, it's gonna be, it's 4 or 3 p.m. or whatever,
haven't eaten yet, right?
Come on, dude. And I get, so he's like, you can pass me, and I was like, you're a human. And then I'm getting my stuff, and he's like, have you seen The 33? And he starts talking to me about this movie, and I was like, no, it sounds really good, though. It's about Chilean miners, and I'm just like, okay, so this older gentleman is talking to me, which typically I'm like, oh, I'm in a hurry, but I'm.
But I always have time for chili and mine.
I always have time for this convo. And so I guess my fuck that was like, I felt like I couldn't be rude to him because I felt so bad for him. In a weird way, he was lonely. Maybe he was
lonely
and I was being impatient. So that's my fuck that is when you want to leave. But however, my fuck that slow bone
is
he's chatting with me and I'm feeling like an asshole and I feel lonely for him and I feel all these emotions. And then he was like, hey, I work in a museum. And I was like, oh. And then he takes out a business card.
Oh, no.
And it's for the Museum of Psychology, a Scientology museum. No. Motherfucker not only held up the salad line and made some convo with me in a movie
no.
to try to get me in his cult. And I was like, you know what? I love this because now I can be like, nope, I hate museums and walk away. And I felt
did you say that?
About it. No, but I did want to just look at his card and just be like,
I love the idea of someone saying, I hate museums.
But it was that's a kind of a stupid fuck that. But
you should have dipped the card in fucking blue cheese and eaten oh, that motherfucker in front yeah. of his face.
But I felt so bad.
Well, listen, when you feel bad for it. An old man and you're like, I need help. You know, he's so lonely. Just he. What if he molested one kid?
Know,
just one,
know.
You know? Then
statistically, he probably.
Statistically, you don't know that.
You probably know
but
that.
But I love yeah. it. But the idea of being off the hook, of being like, I don't have to engage in this right. conversation because you had ulterior motives.
Right.
I'm out of here.
That's great.
It made me feel good. That was a weird fuck that because usually it's two separate things, but it just occurred to me and I had a strong emotion to it. Georgia, what do you hate?
I love it. I hate vitamin burps.
Oh, God.
Simple.
Fuck a vitamin burp.
Fucking hate vitamin burps. They're disgusting.
Like ISIS, vitamin burps.
Right.
It's all up there.
Child labor trafficking.
Right. Same
child
shit.
Child labor trafficking.
Yeah.
How do you... You don't eat your vitamins on an empty stomach, do you?
It doesn't matter. I just have vitamin burps constantly.
Have you ever barfed up a vitamin?
No.
Don't
oh,
take
that sounds
them.
Like a nightmare.
Yeah. It's the worst. Never take them on an empty
I've
stomach.
Barfed up a Wellbutrin before. I'm like, oh shit, I gotta take another one of those.
Fish that out of the toilet.
Rob, what do you hate?
Yeah, what do you hate?
Well, here's what happened. I'll tell you first.
Okay.
So the other night, I'd got out with my friends, get a couple drinks. I was going home. I was super tired. And, like, I just want to watch TV and go to bed. I don't want to entertain anyone, do anything. So a friend of mine that I hadn't seen in a while, I think I originally met this person on Tinder. And we were like, oh, we're friends. Because Tinder is a nightmare. It's the worst thing that's ever existed. And I was like, oh, we can be friends. But that's it. So we're like, yeah. So, like, we hung out a few times as friends. She was like, hey, do you want to watch a movie or something? I said, no. And she goes, let's hang out. We haven't hung out in so long. I was like, I don't want to do anything. And so she was like, I just want to hang out. So I said, okay, look, if you want to come over and sit on the opposite end of the couch, silently watch wow. a movie, and then go home, we can do that. And so she was like, perfect. So I was like, I'm trying to get out of this. That's what I hate, people that you're trying to get out yeah. of things and won't. So here's what happened, though. She comes over. She's supposed to be there at 9:15, gets there at 11:45.
Nope.
Mm-mm. And I'm already like I just want you to go away and never
oh
come back.
My God.
She's drunk out of her mind, has spilled a drink on her, has a giant laceration across here, and kept saying that she was in a car accident earlier that day because her friend got a DUI. So I'm like,
fuck?
You need to go home and just reassess your life.
Oh, no.
So I couldn't put her in an Uber because she was way too drunk. I was like, look, you need to sleep this off. I'll sleep on the couch. You go sleep in my bed. Sleep, like, get your life together.
No.
And she's like trying to make out. And I'm like, I'd rather die than do that. So she goes to bed. At like 3 a.m., I hear some rustling in there. And I'm like, well, this is going to be a nightmare. I walk in. The bathroom is here. And I thought maybe she's just in the bathroom. She was not. She's in the closet, and I hear rustling around. I open the closet door. She's sitting down on a plastic bin, peeing.
No. Oh, no. No.
She goes, what are you doing here? And
oh
I was
God.
Like,
oh,
the bathroom is right there. I cleaned it up because I had to get it right then.
Yeah.
I cried for probably 2 or 3 hours. And then she left before I gotten up, but she had to work the next day. She texted me this big apology. I went, no problem, and then deleted her from every aspect
Holy
of my life.
Holy shit. Oh, I feel for
it
her
was,
because we've all, I've never done those things, but we've
we
all been a
been
little
there.
Bit.
We have not all been
peed
there.
In a bucket in a closet?
I'm saying I haven't done those things, but I've embarrassed myself.
It's one thing if we were hanging out and we got super drunk
yeah,
and something
right.
like that happened, it'd be like, oh, okay. She went into this
yeah.
already there.
She shouldn't have brought it to your doorstep.
Yes.
Is she going to rehab?
I hope she goes to hell.
No.
I don't care where she goes.
What did you do with the pee?
I just sopped it all up
Ew,
with paper towels.
Oh, God.
No. Did you have to get like Arm and Hammer, like
I had cleaning people come in and clean.
Oh my God, that is awful.
Do you think she remembers it?
I doubt it.
She should have sent you a cookie bouquet.
Thank God for not remembering.
I don't
remembering
want anything
shit
from her ever again. They I don't ever want to see that. I want to pretend she doesn't exist.
Oh,
now.
My God. It's so embarrassing.
You should make a Build-A-Bear that's like, sorry, I pissed in your pocket. Yeah. Just with a specific little jersey.
Sorry, I'm going through some shit and I'm a bit of an alcoholic right now and I pissed in your closet.
How old is she?
Like early, mid-20s.
Okay. Oh, so she'll God get her life together. Yeah. Do you think one she'll get her help life together?
It I don't depends care if she gets her life together.
I will say if someone's going to come to your house, don't never come to my house 3 hours after you
oh,
say
no,
you're
no
going to be there.
Well,
that's
she
worse
kept texting me and asking me my address. And I'm like, honey, scroll up
oh,
three
God
times.
No. You're too nice. I would have just not responded.
I
oh,
know.
Yeah. You
I know
should have done what you should have been like a what is it? Who are the people that don't celebrate Halloween?
Oh,
Jehovah's Witness Jehovah's on Witness Halloween.
Oh,
Halloween.
Yeah.
You should have
just turned off the lights.
Yeah, you should have been like,
nope.
Candy.
Left a bowl of candy out front for her.
Not even
just
that.
Just a bowl of piss.
Right.
Okay, Allie, let's end on what you love. What do you love?
Skip me for a minute.
Okay, I love, and I didn't know this was a thing until now, adult coloring books.
Oh, I've heard that these are all the rage lately.
I got one.
How is it?
It's so stress relieving. It's very intricate. I got a bunch of like little really thin tip Sharpies, mm-hmm, like in all kinds of different colors. And it's all these like crazy patterns and stuff. And you just fucking get in there and you color every little fucking part of it. And it's like a
relaxing
different color. And it's
are
like
the crayons different? Wait, do you say crayon? How
no, I got
those
crayon.
How do you pronounce that word? I'm
crayon. You probably say crowns because you're from Louisville.
Yeah.
No, I don't say crowns.
You
say
crayon.
I say crayon. Crayon.
That's what I said. Is
what
that
do you say? Yeah, some
crayon
people say crowns.
Yeah, I hate that.
No, weird. Stupid. Okay. Those people can fuck off.
Yeah. Fuck those them people. Yeah, it's you guys. Stress relieving fucking coloring books. They're on Amazon. All these little Sharpies.
How did you hear about it? Because I feel like I've been hearing more and more people doing that.
Yeah, just the lexicon. Is that the word? The zeitgeist.
It's just
lexicon? No. It's just the zeitgeist.
Do you go to cafes and you see people just like coloring in some lettuce?
No, I think I would think you're insane if you
okay
did that.
Right,
I do it at home.
Okay.
Alone, in the dark.
Is this has this taken the place of doing your nails? Like in a coloring within a bound of something?
Look how shitty my nails look right now, yes.
But are you picking your nails when you color? Probably not.
No, but you know what? When I fucking what have to take my goddamn Invisalign out, like it chips into my mouth and I'm eating fucking paint chips. Anyways,
any really listeners have Invisalign, holler at some yeah tips for G.
Besides
Allie,
what do you
putting honey in it?
Right, besides
it doesn't work.
Besides using honey.
Lube it with sugar.
What do you love, Allie?
That's my Tinder profile.
What, lube it with sugar? I'm going to say campfires.
Mm.
It's really dumb. I miss them so much that I bought this incense that smells like a campfire.
It does.
And I burn it all the time. And you just walk into my apartment and it smells like someone's having a campfire in there.
I love campfires so much.
I know. But the thing is, you have to time a campfire. You can't have a campfire like when you're wearing something, some clothes you like that can't be dry cleaned.
Right.
Or
it's got to be an old hoodie.
Yeah, yeah. You've got to wear something that you can later throw in a dumpster.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like official campfire wear. This is like my campfire shirt.
Yeah. I will say that if you go to Korean barbecue, like someone, let's just go there.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you don't realize like everything's going to stink for days.
Oh, yeah. You're going to. Subway is the same way.
Oh, the smell in Subway is the worst.
It's just hot dogs.
It is.
Hot dog
smell
meat.
It smells like pepperoncinis and BO. Ugh. It's the weirdest
pickle
smell
juice.
It does smell like pickle juice.
As if Jared's victims didn't have enough.
Oh,
I know.
They also have
I know.
To smell.
Oh, my God.
Pepperoncinis are my nemesis.
What
is a pepperoncini?
I don't know. Pepperoncinis. Like banana peppers?
Yeah, the little yellow peppers.
That's, you know what? That's a better fuck that than an old man who's a Scientologist.
What?
Is a pepperoncini. Ugh. I wish I could grapple with pepperoncini.
I'll eat them.
And win.
I'll eat them.
Ugh.
You know what? I'll eat the. Never mind.
Okay.
What do you love?
Oh my God, what are they called? Do you know the little fruit bites that you get at like the Korean market store?
The panda ones? No.
No, I think that's illegal. They're like these little fruit chews. Uh-huh. They're called like, oh my God.
Are they in the little tubs and they look like tiny boobs?
No, but okay. I think I love that more.
Okay.
Oh my God, it's like
Hi-chews.
Yes. Oh my God, thank you. Those are the best things.
Right, and they come in mango flavored and cantaloupe.
Great.
And
strawberry. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Those are great.
Those are so good.
Are those the ones with the edible wrappers or no?
No, that's Botan rice candy.
Right.
You can get that at Cost Plus. But I feel like.
Technically, you could eat the wrapper.
I feel like. They're like you have a Starburst and you're like, okay. And then you meet a Hi-Chew and you're like, oh shit, yeah. Starburst. Yeah. You better watch your back.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, finding out that like Starburst has like a really hot sister.
Do you know there's like a mail order box, like monthly box subscription thing now to Japanese candy?
No.
Yes. Yes. I saw that.
What's it called?
I don't know, but if they send me a fish flavored Kit Kat, I'm on cloud nine.
Let's all get that.
Wait, is it a thing?
No, but I'm sure they have like octopus candy bars and stuff. I don't know. They have green tea Kit Kats, and they've got like, they have those Pocky dips that
My
are probably.
My friend sends me Canadian candy. That's really good.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd just be so polite.
Okay, it's called.
It thanks you for eating it.
Thank you so much.
It's called, well, there's Japan Crate, and there's Tokyo Treat, and there's Shokish Box. Hey, guys. Tell everyone where they can find you, Rob.
Oh, yeah. How do we stalk you?
Yeah.
Well, now we know on Instagram you've got an 11 in there.
Just on Twitter, Rob Fee. I'm there.
You tweet cool. good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
What are you asking about?
It's whatever.
Yeah.
You tweet fairly mediocre things. I've been following you for years, I believe.
Well, thank you.
I've retweeted your content.
Thank you.
I've been a fan. Thank you very much.
It's very appreciated.
Your Instagram, RobFee11.
Yes.
Yeah. Go scroll way back, you guys. You're like you at a car show just putting
filters. I deleted all that stuff.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Smart.
Put some nudes up there.
Nudes?
Put some random nudies.
But put a filter on
But
them
other
first.
People's nudes, but not yours.
Yeah.
Filter some nudes.
Filter some nudes.
Filter your nudes, you guys.
I'm doing mine.
Do it.
Okay.
I'm
do it.
Putting blurs on them.
Smiley faces, emojis.
Get banned on Instagram.
Let's do it.
Get banned on Instagram.
Thanks for listening to Slumber Party with Allie and Georgia. We have a bunch of episodes. You should go listen to them. They're at feralaudio.com. Feralaudio.com is super cool. There's other stuff there you should listen to as well.
You can find us on Twitter at Allie and Georgia. And also, if you liked this, you can actually tell iTunes that you're like, I like this podcast.
Rate, subscribe,
tell your
something.
Why don't you talk to your mom about
tell
it?
Tell your mom about it.
Tell your mom about our podcast.
When you're under a blanket, right. Yell it out to your mom.
It's called Jack Off and Podcast.
No.
With your mom. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Rob, for being on.
I'm uncomfortable.